kina, right, jealousy. All right, Hashem made people naturally jealous. You see something somebody else has, oh, I wish I had that, etc. So this is a very, very common midah. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give it to us? Of course, he gave it to us because we can use it very positively, right? It says that kina could lead to chokhmah, right? If you have it, you're jealous of somebody else's knowledge of Torah, it'll want you to learn more. That's a very positive thing. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us. However, again, you can use it the wrong way and be jealous of the person's car, of his house, of his this, of his that, and of his monetary things. That's not going to get you anywhere. It says, Kina Taiva Kavod, Motzina Tada Min Olam, takes you out of the world and leads you anything good. And again, we have the Midah. It's there to be used positively. You can use it for the wrong things. I saw once a mimer from the late Mashkiach of Lakewood, and or Vachvogel, that's all. Very interesting thing, and it made me feel good about a certain point, something about my childhood, as I'll share with you. And he asked a question about sports. He says, you know, you notice that people are so into sports, especially in America, you know, everywhere, Europe, right? Sports, the biggest thing, especially amongst the Goyim. You know, this team and that team, and, you know, rooting for the team, and, you know, and they have riots, you know, they go to they have fights on one side over the other side. Everybody into sports. Why is everybody so crazy about sports? It's a very interesting idea, exactly based on what we just said. That is, she says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in a human being this love for war, for fighting, okay? And this is why people love sport. What's sport? Fight. Your team against my team, and that, right? Go out and maybe without having to do, you know, take guns. Okay, you're doing it in a more civilized fashion, you know, to get points against this point, against that point, who's going to win. But it's a fight. It's a battle, right? So that people enjoy it so much because the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us this love for fighting, for battling. And therefore, it comes out in sports. And that's why very people do. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give such a weird, a desire or nature? He said, no, it's not weird, because again, it was there to be used for the proper thing. Where should we fight? We learned today in Musar Seder, this afternoon, right? We fight our Yetzer Hara, right? Hashem wants us to have a battle, to our Yetzer Tov over a Yetzer Hara. So he gave us a desire and love to fight, because if we wouldn't, we'd just let our Yetzer Hara to get the best of us. So therefore, ingrained in us this desire and love for fighting. I'm going to fight, I'm going to beat that Yetzer Hara. Good, that's what you should do. But again, like we said, you can take that desire and use it for the good and beat your Yetzer Hara, or you can beat the other team, beat the other guy, whatever, in sports, whatever. That's not what it was meant for. Well, I said it reminds something of my childhood. I remember I was in grade school, you know. I remember the kids, you know, get into fights. I always remember that every time the kids would, you know, a couple of boys would get a fight in the school courtyard, and everybody would gather around, you know, watch the fight, until, you know, the principal came, you know, break up the fight, you know. But the kids were fighting, and everybody gets dancing around in a circle, like, yeah, go, you know, rooting for this, right, for their favorite person. And I remember myself, you know, as a kid, you know, also kind of being, you know, attracted to it and watching the fight. And then in fact, when the teacher or principal would come, I'm like, oh, that darn principal, he broke up all the fun. And then later on, I was thinking to myself, what kind of a person am I? What kind of a cruel person? Why wasn't I the one to jump in there to break it up, you know? Instead, I'm like, yeah, I saw myself enjoying it, you know, enjoying the fight. And it always bothered me. I was like, how could I be like that? But then I saw this mimer, made me feel good, because, no, the mimer, that's normal. A person loves to fight in war, and that is normal. Again, as a kid, you don't use it properly, necessarily. You know, you grow up and you start learning, I'm supposed to use this to fight my Yetzer Hara. Okay, but as a kid, so I didn't feel so bad that I enjoyed the fighting, because I saw that it is a natural tendency. Okay, so let's get back to the issue at hand. There's another midah, which I think most of us, in one way or another, are lacking in, or we use it in the wrong way, let's say. And we'll call it the midah of curiosity. Okay, what does that mean? People are naturally curious, Right, you want to, what is going on here? What's going on there? What is this person saying? What's that person saying? Right, the person is curious. Now again, why did the Kodesh Baruch Hu make people curious? Yeah, it's very simple. We use it, can use it very positively for Avodas Hashem. Right, to be curious, oh, what does Rashi say over here? You know, oh, I never learned Maseches Zvachim. I wonder what's in there. I'm curious. So you use your curiosity to expand your Torah knowledge, etc. And your, you know, and your Das of Hashem, etc. 100%. That's what it's there for. It's important to be curious, or else you won't bother to look into anything. Very important, very good, used properly. However, once again, it's very easy to take this Mida and to use it improperly. So you say, okay, so what? So a person's curious. So I just once sat down and made just a couple of points of what the dangers are, what the negative parts, things can come out of being curious. One thing is there's the issue of histaklus, right? You're not supposed to be looking at things or people or whatever, looking at a man, supposed to be looking at women, etc. So if you're walking along the street and you're minding your own business, okay, so you don't have a problem. You're minding your own, you're looking in at the floor in front of you. But if you start being curious, oh, look, let's see what's over there, who's passing me on this side of the street, who's passing me on that side of the street, I wonder what's there, right? And you lift up your head, start looking, you're curious to see who's there. So you end up looking at the people and things you shouldn't be looking at, right? It all comes, you're not curious, you're not going to look at anybody. What do I care? I'm just looking at my daladamas or looking at my safe, or at least make sure I don't bump into a pole and finish. Why bother? Look. You're looking because you're curious. What? Maybe I'm going to miss something. Maybe, you know, it's my, far lost cousin is here, and I'm going to miss her if I don't, you know, see, look over there. Maybe she's walking the other side of the street. Of course, it's ridiculous. But again, it's a person's using this media of curiosity improperly. It reminds me of this once, there's a story from Eli Lapien, so the other extreme, right? He used to learn in the Yeshiva of Kelm. So he says, once he was, when he was already an older man, he was once waiting for a bus here in Israel. And he's waiting, and then the bus, for some reason, was delayed, and more people, you know, were gathering around the bus stop and waiting for the bus. Again, what do people do when they're waiting for the bus, and the bus was late a little bit? What's the nature? The curiosity, what is it? You look, that's the direction where the bus is supposed to be coming from. You know, where is that bus already? As if, the more you look over there, the quicker the bus will come. Ridiculous, right? Who cares? Well, I'm going to look there. The bus is going to come any quicker. It'll come. Finish. I don't remember. But again, the curiosity. Oh, I'm going to look. Is it coming? Where? So Rav Lapien was standing at that same bus stop and he was looking at a safe or whatever. Again, he didn't care. Why do I have to look over there? No reason. And he didn't. He was looking at a safe. Eventually, 10, 20, 30, 40, he was getting very, very late. The bus still wasn't coming. He was still looking at a safe. But then he caught himself that he just turned his head to the side also and caught a glimpse in that direction, you know, where the bus was supposed to come. He quickly put his head back, and as Talmidim saw, he was upset at himself. He says, if I would have been, if this was at the time when I was learning in the Yeshiva of Kelm, and they would have saw me do this, my turning my head just for nothing, boy, they would have really given it to me. You know, how could I have done something? You have to be control yourself. Don't just do anything stunned. You're looking, there's a reason why you're looking, you know. And I looked for no real reason, boy, but again, it's all really comes from this thing, oh, curious, where is that bus? I'm curious. Another danger is very common is eavesdropping, we call it, right? You're butting your nose into other people's business, what they're talking about, etc. And why, again, curious. You know, this person's talking about something. You're going to afraid you're going to miss something. What is he saying? Who's saying, oh, did you hear about it? What? Hear about it? You go, what did he say? Ooh, I missed that. Can you tell me that? Right? Two people are talking to you. What about, right? Hey, maybe it's not meant for you. So what do you, again, because of curiosity, you want to butt in and want to know what's going on always. So here also it can be a very negative thing. Why? Halakhically. Because it could be these two people are talking about something that is really none of your business. It could be even to you, Lashon Hara, right? Because for them, too, it's a toelis. You know, Reuben's telling Shimon something that's of toelis, about a shidduch or whatever it might be, and it's Lashon Hara, but not really for them because they have reason to be telling this. And if you're going to be listening in on it, you're going to be over on Lashon Hara, Lishmiya Lashon Hara, because it's not meant for you. Okay, that's at its extreme, perhaps, but that could be the case. And also looking where you're not supposed to be looking at. There's also what tendency? You're walking along the street, okay, and at nighttime, somebody's house has lights on in the house, and they're in the house, but they forgot to close the shade or the trees, right? And you're walking along the street, and the light's on, so when you're walking at night, you can, you know, it's a picture window. Right? So what's the person's natural tendency? Look inside. Oh, I wonder what they're doing. Right? Totally wrong. Right? That's its usher. It's called hezekria. You're not allowed to be looking at the sun into somebody's house. Right? Hezekria. But again, why do we do it? Why does a person do it? I'm curious. I wonder what's going on in there. Okay? Which is also your over. And even if we said that you're butting into somebody's business, but they're talking, you shouldn't be listening into. Even if you go up to them and you say, oh, what were you talking about? Can you tell me? And they tell you, even that's not right. Why? Because, well, he told me, I asked him, I didn't just stick my head in. It could be that he really wasn't interested in telling you, and he's only telling you because he's uncomfortable. And that's also a shaila of gezel, where if somebody gives you something, and he's only giving it to you because he feels uncomfortable to say no. So that's if you take it from that person, that's considered gezel. So here, if he's giving information to you only because he feels uncomfortable, not, you know, feels uncomfortable, tell you to get lost, so that's also a shiloh of gezel. Reminds me of this little mice with the eavesdropping, cute story. There was once these two seminary girls, and they were on a bus. And they were schmoozing. And in front of them sat this woman. And she couldn't help but overhear. You know, they're talking a little bit loud, and they're right behind her, and they're schmoozing. What were they talking about? They're talking about this girl that just got engaged. And one says to the other, oh, did you hear so-and-so Sarala got engaged? And, oh, and they said, can you believe it? How could anybody get engaged to this girl? She is such a this and that and that. And they're talking all lush and hard all about it. Anyway, this woman sitting in front of them heard was overhearing this, and she wanted to teach them a lesson. So what did she do? She turned around and said, oh, excuse me, girls, you know, I couldn't help but overhear what you're talking about. It's about this girl that got engaged, you know. I said, yeah. He says, it wouldn't happen to be that the chassan's name is so-and-so, would it? And I said, yeah, that's the chassan, that's it. So she says, as a matter of fact, that's my son. It really wasn't. But she said, that's my son. And I really want to thank you, girl, so much. You know, I had no idea that my son got engaged to such a monster. And, you know, is this like Mina Shemayim? I just happened to overhear you girls talking about her like this. And I really want to thank you because I'm going to go straight home and tell my son, and we're going to break up the engagement right away. And, you know, and they're like, no, we were exaggerating. We didn't really mean it. And the woman's like, no, I'm sure you meant it. You didn't know I was sitting in front of you, you know, the Ma'ave V'chassan. And you were just talking out of the, you know, this memus of your heart. And I really want to thank you because, you know, now my son doesn't have to marry this girl. No, really, really, we were exaggerating. Anyway, so she left him with that feeling, teach them a lesson about flushing her. No. Okay, anyways, back to curiosity. So therefore, I want to answer up to Psuki very simple, based on this. That Lavan, as we know, was not the biggest tzaddik, and he was also, Lakui, he was also, had a problem with his mita of curiosity. And therefore, very simple, what happened? He got word of some guy that's over here, right, the pasuk tells us, the Tara Sanara, the girl, went, Tagit Labet of Ima, to the mother's house, well, you know, what happened about this man. So then, Lavan, he ran. Why did he run? He didn't necessarily run for the jewelry, because we said that only comes in the next person. He ran because he's a curious individual. That's it, he has to know everything. We said it's a bad mita, using it improperly, right? Oh, the guy here comes down. Who is this guy? What is he coming for? He runs. Why? At this point, he doesn't know yet. He didn't see. He's running because he's curious. He has to know. And on the next pasuk, he then saw the jewelry. Oh, he got all excited. Oh, he's rich. And then he put his eyes in the mammon or whatever. But it could be that the first running, unlike what Rashi said, was not running for the jewelry. He was running because he was curious. That's all. He didn't know anything. But, I got to see what's going on. What's going on? Right? So we have to be careful in this Indian and in all our midos to use them properly. But also this one, because it's something I find that many people are lacking. We have this zachan zara to poke our noses into everybody else's business. What is he saying? What's going on? This is, oh, who said, what did he say? What, right. So again, why? So we say, well, a lot of times we rationalize to ourselves because we say, well, maybe it's important information. You know, these two guys are talking and I come up to them, what were you talking about? I noticed there's something going on because maybe it's important for me. Maybe I should know. So that's what we rationalize to ourselves, that we poke our nose into people's business because we think it's nogea to us and we should know about it. But to answer that, I'll conclude with a short maisa that's brought down with Rav Simcha Zissel. And he was known to daven very long Shemoneh Esrei. Okay? It used to take about 40 minutes per Shemoneh Esrei. So once he was davening this, davening his tefillah, and a person came in to see him. And he thought he was davening, so he waited 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. You know, he thought he's not finishing. So he just gave up and he just left. So afterwards, they came up to Zissel and they said, you know, maybe it was important. Maybe it was important. You know, he spoke to you and he wanted to speak to you about something, whatever. And then he left because you were davening so long. You know, as if to Muhammad, maybe you shouldn't be davening so long. You know, because see what happens. The guy came to you and he couldn't see you because. So he answered him the following. He says, listen, he says, why did this guy come to me? I don't know. One possibility could be is he needed something for himself from me. Okay? So if that's the case, I have nothing to worry about. If he needs something, he's going to come back. Right? If I wasn't available now, he'll come back tomorrow, whenever, if he needs something from me. Okay. What will you say? Well, maybe not. Maybe he's something, wanted to give you something. Something good, something whatever, he wanted to give you a check or whatever, and it was for you. And now, because you were davening so long, you know, he left and you missed it. So he says, that's what you're going to say? He says, Mimarasha. He says, if that thing that person wanted to give me was really good for me, so then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well, make me have it. If not from him, somewhere else, whatever, I'll get that good thing. It's meant to be. If it's meant to be, I should have that good thing, I'll have it. Right? LMI, if not, then it's not a good thing. If I'm not going to get it, that means that's not a good thing. This guy left, and he's not going to give it to me, and nobody's ever going to give it to me. That's a siman. That's not a good thing. Because if it was good, I would get it. So mele, what does it all boil down to? Bitachon, right? You're nosy, and you think, oh, maybe it's important information. Don't worry about it. If it's important information, if you have to know it, if it's no good to you, you'll find out about it. And if not, then they say, whoa, you see, if I would have only known it, obviously, it was not meant to be that you should know, and if it's meant to be, that it'll come to you eventually. And if it's you're never gonna get it, that means that Hashem didn't want it for you. So if you're worried about what's gonna be, if I don't, you know, become nosy, that's just it's just a lack of bitachon. Yeah, bitachon. I said, look, I'm doing the right thing. I'm minding my own business. What the Kosh Baruch Hu wants from me, as we saw, a whole bunch of things, bad things, that can come out of being overly curious. So if you just stick with your own Dalai Lamas, then the Kosh Baruch Hu, he'll what you're meant to be, what you're meant to hear, what you're meant to know. Well, Kosh Baruch Hu will provide it for you. So we have to keep that in mind. As we said before, all our mitzvos, use them properly, devote us to Hashem, and if Kosh Baruch Hu sees us putting our efforts in these areas, He will give us tremendous skuyos, and with it, the ultimate skus of seeing the coming of the Bias, Mashiach Tzidkenu, Bimher V'Mir.